with Keturah Mudonga.
Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. And now the news in detail. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has prescribed Thursday, 26th June 2025, as the date on which to hold the National Assembly by-election in Lumezi constituency in Lumezi district of Eastern Province. And ECZ has further announced that two ward by-elections in Fivalala Ward in Milenge District of Lwapula Province and Tua Ward in Sikongo District of Western Province will be held on the same date. In a statement, ECZ Corporate Affairs Manager Patricia Luhanga said the nominations for the said by-elections will be conducted on Tuesday, 27th May 2025. She said campaign period commences on Wednesday, 28th May 2025 and will end at 18 hours on Wednesday, 25th June 2025. Ms. Luhanga said the by-election in Lumezi has arisen due to the conviction by the courts of law of the incumbent independent member of parliament for Lumezi constituency, Munia Zulu. She said the vacancies in the two wards are due to a resignation of Councillor Likezo Kaunga of Tua Ward and the death of Councillor Mishek Chisala of Fivalala Ward. One of the three female suspects arrested and jointly charged for attempting to bribe officers from the victim support unit to facilitate the release of her husband facing charges of incest has died. The suspect, identified as Anna Kandonga, passed away on Sunday, April 28, 2025, while under hospital care and police guard. According to police spokesperson Reha Monga, Ms. Kandonga, along with Rebecca Mbewe and Sylvia Musavantu, was arrested and charged with attempting to bribe officers to facilitate the unlawful release of Juma Banda, who is currently facing a charge of incest. He said the deceased began feeling unwell on Wednesday, April 23, 2025, complaining of general body weakness and a sore throat. Mr. Hamonga said on April 24, medical personnel recommended further tests as her condition deteriorated, and on April 26, she was taken to Kabwata Clinic where tests revealed that her blood sugar levels were dangerously high. He said she was subsequently referred to Chilenje Level 1 Hospital and that her condition continued to decline and she slipped into a coma on April 27th. Mr. Hamonga said tragically around 12 hours on April 28th, 2025, Ms. Kandonga succumbed to her illness while admitted to the University Teaching Hospital.
The background of the matter is that on the 28th of March 2005, Mayor Juma Banda was apprehended and charged with incest after he was found to have sexually abused his biological daughter, aged 10 years old. Regrettably, we wish to inform the public that one of the suspects in the bribery case, identified as Anna Kandonga, passed away on Sunday, 28th April 2005, while under hospital care and police guard. According to medical records and police reports, the deceased began feeling unwell on the 28th of April 2005, complaining of general body weakness and the painful throat. On the 24th of April 2025, medical personnel recommended further tests to her deteriorating condition.
The Zambia Air Force has raised over 300 million kwacha from the sale of houses in the Kingsland City project in Lusaka. This follows the sale of 116 houses out of the 400 which have been built under the public-private partnership model. Zambia Air Force Projects Limited Board Chairman Brigadier General John Mulenga says title deeds for the houses that have been sold are being issued. Speaking when Defence Minister Ambrose Lufuma led Lands Minister Sylvia Masebo and Green Economy and Environment Minister Mike Mposha on a tour of Kingsland City, Brigadier General Mulenga said the PPP project has so far completed the construction of 400 housing units, 6 running tracks, a police station and a school. Meanwhile, Minister of Defence Ambrose Lufuma says he will seek guidance from Cabinet on the proposal for a tax waiver for materials being used to construct houses at Kingsland City. And Lands Minister Sylvia Masebo has urged ZAF to expedite the processing of issuing titles to those who have bought houses. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Defence Principal Public Relations Officer Paul Shalala. The ruling UPND says the country continues to experience an electricity deficit of approximately 1,000 megawatts despite the 2024-2025 rainy season being classified as normal to below normal. The shortfall is attributed to persistently low water levels in major reservoirs. UPND Chairperson for Energy, Engineer Charles Kaisala, has explained that major hydroelectric power stations, Kariba, Kafue Gorge Upper and Lower, and Teji Teji are operating well below their installed capacities due to reduced river inflows. He said this situation has compelled authorities to implement stringent water management measures to avoid full depletion before the next rainy season. Engineer Kaisala has noted that government has significantly reduced power imports from $60 million to around $20 million per month, now primarily sourcing electricity from Mozambique as part of broader cost management and supply stabilization efforts. He has further stated that 125 megawatts of solar power are expected to be added to the grid by June 2025 through projects in Chisamba and Lwapula.
The rainfall performance for the 2024-25 rainy season has been generally so far cold, normal to below normal for both Zambezi and Kafue basins. The river inflows and reservoir water levels at the two major reservoirs, Kariba and ITT, have also been trending at below normal. So because we had a very, very serious drought, we haven't reached that level where we can generate power according to the normal weight. Therefore, the available water resources on the Zambezi and Kafue basin, we are using it prudently, because if we wanted to give you all the power now, we can do that, which means we can put the machines on full throttle. But what would that entail? It will entail that maybe that water will finish within 2 months. Then the rest of the month up to the next cycle of the rainy season will mean we don't have power. So which means we'll crash the economy. There will be no electricity.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government has called for increased collaboration among stakeholders to address the pressing challenges faced by agro-processors, especially women and young entrepreneurs in rural and peri-urban areas. Speaking during the launch of the Agro-Processing Packaging Material and Machinery Initiative today in Lusaka, Cabinet Office Gender Division Director of Gender and Development, Henry Nkoma, has highlighted the critical role packaging plays in the growth and sustainability of agro-processing businesses. Mr. Nkoma said poor access to quality packaging continues to be a major bottleneck for many small-scale processors in the country.
Women who form the majority of the agricultural workforce often lack access to appropriate technologies, finance, and market. This has perpetuated gender disparities in economic participation and hindered women's full contribution to national development. It is therefore highly commendable, madam, that this initiative not only addresses packaging solutions, but deliberately targets women and youth, empowering them not just as beneficiaries, but as active agents of industrial and agribusiness transformation.
Meanwhile, Purely Zambian Import and Export Limited Chief Executive Officer Reverend Agnes Peary has urged the government to create a more enabling environment for local agro-processors to access export markets.
Through the interaction on the international market, we realize that our products cannot penetrate the international market because of branding. And Purely Zambian Import and Export took it upon itself to go outside our country and partner with two companies who are into making branding packaging materials, but also machinery, automated machinery, but also manual machinery, which the startup can start with.